Wow, what a voice. She's got the most amazing flame red hair and the voice to go with it. That's Rosemarie with her take of the Sam Smith song, Stay With Me. And she's coming to Dartford on the 7th of February. You may know her from TV as well as the music. She's been a regular part of ITV's entertainment schedule. And she certainly gave us some laughs when she appeared on Shooting Stars and Big Brother's Little Brother. Also a star on the stage as well, Blood Brothers. She's had her own radio show, she's performed before the Queen, and she's just completed a string of sell-out concerts in Las Vegas. She joins me on the line now. Rosemarie, how are you this morning?
Good morning, Nick.
It's lovely to hear your voice. You've done a lot. For that matter, you do a lot, don't you? Is there anything you can't turn your hand to?
Well, I like to sort of, I love doing... I just love show business, and I love the acting side as well as the concert side and the musicals. And I think it's good to try different things, and it's, you know, put some extra strings to your bow. It used to be years ago that if you were a singer, you weren't taken seriously as an actor, or, you know, you had to do either one thing. But now... everybody's branching out into different things, and I love it.
I guess life is like that a lot, actually, isn't it? Because you used to have a job for life. You'd go and start working for the same firm, and they'd look after you, and you'd stay doing that same job until you retired. And now careers are much more fluid, aren't they? So in a way, you're a bit of a trendsetter, a trailblazer, aren't you?
That's a nice way of putting it.
Well, I think variety's got to be a great thing, hasn't it? Because it keeps life fresh, doesn't it?
I agree. And the comedy side, I mean, I was on Punchlines. It used to be on every Saturday night, prime time. And, you know, that was because of my sense of humour. And I didn't get a record deal until years after that. But that's a natural part of what I'm about anyway. But on the other hand, if I'm doing pantomime and or doing the acting, straight acting, I can still do the pathos. Pathos, they say, is very close to comedy anyway, you know. But I love to do both, but the comedy side is very much part of me in my concerts, as well as the singing and audience participation. I love a laugh with the audience. It's not all sort of what you would call stand-up jokes. It's just like little giggles with the audience, you know.
I saw a photograph of your show last time you were down in Dartford, and all the audience were on their feet, and they all had huge smiles on their face. And that says something, doesn't it?
Well, you know, to me, the Orchard Theatre is the Palladium of Kent, of London or Kent. It's the second most beautiful theatre, and I had to tell everybody this. And I don't. Kent audiences have been very kind to me, and we're just finishing editing the new DVD, and that was filmed 2 years ago, which was when I was last at Dartford. And we were doing the editing, just looking at it, you know, getting it together, ready for my big night. And because I haven't had a live DVD out now in quite a number of years, neither have I had a brand new album. So this is a pretty, 2015/2016 is all new things for me. But the one thing I did notice with the audience shots, all the giggling and all the, especially when I go among the audience, you know, and their faces is a picture. It just fills me with gladness, you know. If people can go home and I've given them a bit of happiness for a couple of hours, you know.
Because if somebody hasn't seen you perform live before, there's just so much more to it than somebody standing up and singing a few songs, isn't it? It's a real show. That the songs are fantastic in themselves, but you don't just stop there, do you?
No, thank God I've got great health, and I have loads and loads of energy. I power walk every day, so I can't stand still, unless it's a very sad, slow ballad. But I jump around the stage. I'm like a wild animal. and I'm very, very lucky that I've got that energy, you know, and the audience bring that to me as well, because I want to give them entertainment. As well as the singing and the audience participation. So the energy is a big part of my concert. And then, you know, I sing a couple of very sad songs, one for my mummy, one for my daddy, sitting on the stool. And then after that, I'm away again. Do you know what I mean? I'm running around. And, you know, I try to put something in the act that would please everybody's taste, like a bit of country, some blues. The big ballads is a must. And, of course, all my hit songs, When I Leave the World Behind and So Lucky. But with this new album, My Gift of Love for You, I wanted to put, like the Sam Smith song you played, and I didn't want to do... I always do versions of songs that I make them my own if I can. And so I'll be definitely singing a couple of songs off the new album. And it's so I put a mixture on it. I was very excited doing this album, and it was Joe Longthorne's XMD, who he was with for 14 years. He produced it, and he's now my musical director. So he's like big in his own right, Andy Mudd. And he did a great, and I recorded it in Blackpool, and he's just done a sterling job. He really has, and it's different. So the audiences can expect, you know, something a wee bit different, you know.
Where do your songs come from? How do you decide what you're going to sing? Where do the words come from?
Well, I'm a big romantic. I'm a big soft soap romantic. And I just have always loved romantic songs. I've always loved mother's songs as well. And there's not many daddy songs around, but I've recorded Dear Daddy. But I just love sentimental songs as well as romantic songs. And it's just life in general. Do you know what I mean? It's if you're in love or romantic, you can sing about it. And do you know what I mean? Or if you get hurt, which I've done enough songs with hurt in the title. And so it's life in general. And then I go into the studio with a long list of songs. And sometimes I can change my mind the following day. And it's what feels right at the time. But also, I have to be honest, the fans are very, very good, and thanks to social media, I've had a lot of help from fans. What songs, what title do you think I should call the album? What songs would you like? And then I go through that, and that's a great help, because then you know, they're giving you ideas, and then if you can interpretate that onto the album, then, you know, it makes it even better.
I know you can't believe everything you read on the internet, but you're coming to Dartford on Sunday the 7th of February. And if the internet is true, that's quite a special day for you, isn't it?
Well, yeah. And you clean that one up, Nick. well, there's a lot of things happening. Number one, it's my birthday. And I said to my agent, I don't want no surprise parties. I want to be doing a concert on my birthday. I want to share it with the fans. And I'm 30 years in show business, and which to last even that length of show business is not been easy. Do you know what I mean? And of course the launch, it's the London launch of the new album. We've had one here in Blackpool, which is where my career started, and it's the launch of the DVD, and we're going to have a wee bit of a party afterwards and celebrate all the good things that God's given me. You know, so but yes, it's my biggest birthday.
Yeah, you're not.
I can't even say the words, Nick. But I think the fans will know. But it hasn't stopped my energy, and I'm just thankful that I have great health.
There's a huge amount of energy, it's clear, that goes into your singing and into the shows and into all the other things that you do. And life on the road takes its toll as well. This is a tour that's taking you all over the place. Do you enjoy that life on the road?
I've never really liked travelling. I just want to get there. But, you know, as long as you have a good driver and you can get leg room and get out and do, you know, stretch your legs and... I just love getting to the theatres and getting to the TV stations and that there. But the getting there wouldn't be my favourite bit. But there's some people just love going to different countries. And I've been living in Vegas and LA. And back and forth, I used to come to Ireland to see my mummy and daddy. And, you know, the travelling, even on aeroplanes, I don't like it. Doesn't do a big lot for me. But it's part of what you have to do. And as long as you can get plenty of rest... You know, and as soon as I get into the theatre, I do stretching exercises, you know, and we do a sound check. And it's not... Some people love it, not me. Not the way the motorways are these days.
Well, hopefully you won't need to get on an aeroplane to get to Dartford, but I think it's going to be a fantastic show that you have for us down here.
I'm so looking forward to it, and I've got a few of my celebrity friends coming, and they're going to be there to be with me on my big night. So, and it's always good to see a lot of the same faces that come to see me, you know. when I'm in Dartford, and I always get a great welcome from them. So it's going to be a special night.
You mentioned the album, and you mentioned the video. Are they out now, or can we go and buy them now?
The album is all over the digital network and also on my website. It's available everywhere. We just did the launch 2 weeks here in Blackpool, and the DVD is being edited. They're putting the final touches to it, and that's going to be launched. That's not out yet. That'll be out for the 7th.
Well, that's something to look forward to in the year ahead, isn't it?
But the album is available everywhere, and I'm delighted because it's doing really, really well. And it's funny you should play that Sam Smith track, because that's everybody's favourite.
Well, it's a song, I think, that draws you in. The more you listen to it, the more it draws you in. And I guess Sam Smith first brought it to the world's attention, but then you've added something to that song. There's something about your voice and the power behind your voice.
I wanted to get to make it sound like a gospel choir, and we've got some great backing singers, but I also wanted to get a couple of Irishy instruments to make it my own. That, you know, I didn't want to copy Sam Smith. I mean, I love his version, and I think he's fantastic. And there again, it's a song about love and sadness, and there's everything. If you read into the words, there's everything that people have gone through in life, and that's what, you know, that's why it was such a big success. And I thought to myself, well, there's no other female singing it at the moment, and that's why I thought, well, you know, I want to do that. But then again, I've done the 60s songs like Walk in the Room, you know, the Searchers one.
Yes.
I've done a very upbeat one of that, and You Can Kiss Me on a Monday, never ever on a song. So there's a mixture for all age groups, and I've done the Kenny Lynch song Up on the Roof. I've done You Light Up My Life, You're My World, a tribute to Cilla, which I will do, you know, on the actual evening, and there's going to be a big projection behind with all my photographs with the royal family and Cilla, and, you know, so that everybody can learn, for people coming for the first time. And I've done Everybody Hurts. You see, there's another sad song, but there's also good fun songs on it as well. So there's a mixture for all age groups.
There's emotion in there, isn't there? And I think that's what really draws an audience in.
Well, they know me for that, but they also know me for the upbeat songs as well. But I'm known as mostly a ballad singer, but it would be very taxing to do big, strong ballads for the whole. I do about an hour and a half, maybe a bit more on stage. So you have to mix it up.
Well, we are so honoured that you're coming to Dartford on your birthday.
Oh, bless your heart.
Most people would have their feet up enjoying their birthday, or have a little party at home, but you're sharing your birthday with us all in Dartford, and we're honoured for that. It's on Sunday, the 7th of February.
And Kenny Lynch is my special guest star, and he's a legend.
Absolutely. How long have you been working with Kenny?
Well, I've done bits and bobs, like a lot of charity things with Kenny down through the years, but he produced my very first album and wrote several of the songs. This is before I was, like, an album called Looking for Love, and he's a prolific songwriter, and he's singing as good as, he's brilliant, and he's been my friend for over 25 years. So we wanted to bring a special guest in, and someone that my audience would love. And we did a radio interview recently, and he came on the line and everything. We have a great rapport, so he will do the first half. And so looking so much forward to that. We wanted to give the Dartford audience something a bit different.
Well, we're looking forward to it, and you can get more information and tickets at orchardtheatre.co.uk. Rosemary, so lovely talking to you this
morning. Thank you, Nick. You've got a lovely speaking voice.
Oh, you're very kind to me.
it's very upmarket.
Well, this is Dartford, you know.
Very upmarket place.
We will welcome you with open arms on Sunday the 7th. Happy birthday for then, and thank you so much for chatting to me this morning. You mentioned Never on a Sunday. Shall we play that this morning?
Yes, so that's a nice cheery song to end with.
There we go then. Let's play it. Never on a Sunday. Rosemary, thank you so much. 7th of February is the show.